Kill tattoo, tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Right there in the middle by me, I was thinking about long kiss, man. Just gotta get going with a night.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. New York and New Jersey lawmakers signing off on a letter to federal authorities asking for more information and transparency on the mysterious drone sightings in the Northeast. ABC's Ariel Reshef has more.
They often fly with their lights off, making them harder to detect. Between 4 to 180 sightings per day, most often between 6 and 11 p.m. The unidentified aircraft spotted in the skies above military installations, neighborhoods, like and even President-elect Donald Trump's Bedminster Golf Club.
President-elect Trump rang the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange today. Time magazine also naming him Person of the Year for their annual list. The U.S. says it believes video circulating showing a man found in Syria after the fall of the Assad regime is Travis P. Timmerman, an American who went missing from Hungary earlier this year. The State Department says it's also determined to find and locate Austin Tice. The journalist was kidnapped 12 years ago. This is ABC News. Close to one dozen states now have laws that keep students from being able to use cell phones in class. While some parents are in favor of the new rules, others say they're worried.
Some parents, of course, feel very strongly that this is a safety issue. Children should have access to their phones at all times. But then there are other parents who remember that things worked just fine before smartphones. One of the things I would say, and this is, of course, coming mostly from educators, they're already seeing the benefits. The superintendent of the school that we visited, he told us that the major disciplinary events they saw this same time last year are down by at least 50%.
ABC's Steve Odesanyi. The cost of your morning cup of joe expected to rise because of climate change. Some of Brazil's top coffee roasters are set to raise prices after crops were hit with bad weather. Raw coffee prices soared to a record this week and are up 80% this year. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From ABC News and Good Morning America, I'm Ginger Z. Today's Brightly Moment is brought to you by Macy's. This holiday season, let Macy's be your guide to gifting. We can all learn something about spreading joy. From a New Jersey grandfather who last year came up with a funny and thoughtful gift for his grandkids. Grandpa Liam has 11 grandchildren, ranging in age from 5 to 29 years old. They all erupted with laughter as they unwrapped their presents.
You guys all got Crocs.
Each of them gifted with a brand new pair of Crocs. But that's not all. Grandpa Liam handed out another round of gifts. Croc charms to go on their new footwear. The charms had a photo of Grandpa Liam's face. While the Crocs brought some chuckles, they were also sentimental to the family. Their beloved grandmother, who passed away in 2012, was known to wear bright teal Crocs and a matching cover-up to the beach. This holiday season, give love. Give Crocs. This Brightly Moment has been brought to you by Macy's. I'm ABC's Ginger Z.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. A man who faked his death before traveling to Eastern Europe this fall is back in Wisconsin. Green Lake County Sheriff Mark Podal says 45-year-old Ryan Borgwart came back to the U.S. on his own accord.
On December 10th, Ryan arrived on U.S. soil. He was then booked into the correctional facility.
Borgwart made his first appearance Tuesday in Green Lake County Court. He faces a misdemeanor obstruction charge and is free on a signature bond. County officials may seek $40,000 in fines to match the cost of the search for Borgwart, who faked his death while kayaking on Green Lake in August. State tax credits for Foxconn.
Taiwan-based Foxconn Technology Group has been approved for $8.75 million in annual state tax credits for employing 1,114 full-time workers and investing just over $24.5 million at its Racine County operations in 2023. That's according to a report from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. In 2023, Foxconn received just over $6 million in tax credits for employing 1,029 full-time workers and investing more than $26 million at its Mount Pleasant facilities. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Milwaukee County's executive will be graduating from college this weekend. Almost 20 years after he dropped out of school, David Crowley will receive his bachelor's degree in community engagement and education from UW-Milwaukee this Sunday. Crowley tells Fox 6 Milwaukee how his degree will benefit him in his current position.
It has strengthened my ability to be in more uncomfortable situations, being comfortable being uncomfortable. But it will strengthen the way that I talk to people related to how they interact with government.
Crowley will also be the commencement speaker at the Sunday ceremony. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It may look pretty outside, but it doesn't feel that way. High temperatures today are struggling to get to the single digits, with wind chill values making it feel more like 15 to 25 below. Winds are still a bit feisty, and temperatures fall back sub-zero tonight. Stay warm. Alexandria, Minnesota, the best skiing, ice fishing, and snowmobiling. Learn more at explorealex.com.
It's zero at our studios.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
All looking a little tired this morning. And why shouldn't they be? They've been working hard to rally all week. Meanwhile, strengthen the cattle market. Let's see. Let me scroll up a little bit. Oh, no, scratch that. Strengthen the cattle market has faded, as has strength in the lean hog market so far this morning. We're going to catch up with some of the AgriTalk glitterati and get their take on some key ag issues. Live from a full-on molasses cookie week, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with her Royal Hemis. April Hemis from April Farms and Raptor H Farms will join us. Then it's John Doggett from Thomas Creek LLC. I'm your outstanding host, du jour Davis Michelson, in for Chip Flory. If you are just joining us, you've missed an awful lot already this week on AgriTalk, but Chip has been out of the office for the entirety of this week, taking a week off. He takes this week every year, if you know, you know. Glad to give him a chance to get out into the woods, you know, get out into the forest and spend some time refocusing. And I'm sure that when he gets back, his mind will be clear. He'll be well rested, well hydrated, and dare I say, probably well fed as well. And we're looking forward to that. He'll be back first thing Monday morning for business as usual. In the meantime, I've got the show this morning, and I wanted to talk to some of our favorite guests. Not necessarily huge pressing issues that I want to get at with each of these folks. April Hemis, you know, I'm going to be honest with you folks. We've tried to get April Hemis on the Farmer Forum. We've tried to get her on the Friday Free-for-All from time to time, and she's always busy. She's traveling. She's doing something. She's in Pakistan. She's in Paraguay. We don't know. So on a Thursday, it feels like a great opportunity to catch up with April and see what she's doing out there and what her observations might be. I also want to talk to her about 2025. She's a farming farmer. You know, don't kid yourself. She knows what she's doing out there. I want to know if she's doing anything different for 2025. I gotta know. And then it's John Doggett. Of course, the past president of the NCGA, now retired, but by all accounts, the man just can't stop, won't stop. We're going to talk about his new ventures, and he wants to bring up some sustainability issues and the Inflation Reduction Act maybe not sustainability issues, but some sustainability items. And it does seem like there's some funding that he would like to try and capture, try to sustain, try to keep a hold of for sustainable agriculture. I want to talk to him about that and many, many other things. So glad that you've tuned in this morning at AgriTalk. This afternoon, let's see, we've got, oh, that's right, Ted Seifert is back behind the big green leafy microphone. Big day here on AgriTalk. So glad that you are here with us. I'll begin the news with the National Weather Service short-term outlook. Great Lakes, heavy lake effect snow is expected to continue into Friday, especially along the snow belt of the lower Great Lakes. I wonder if that includes South Bend, Indiana. A couple of rounds of heavy coastal rain and heavy mountain snow are expected to impact Southern California into Sierra Nevada as heading into the weekend. Sub-zero temperatures, people, expected over parts of the Northern Plains and Upper Mississippi Valley for the next couple of mornings. Last I saw here, 25 degrees in Kansas City. Sunny, but a wee bit brisk. And if we're talking sub-zero temperatures here in mid-December, it's going to get chilly quickly up there in the Northern Plains and Upper Mississippi Valley. NWS calling for that for the next few mornings. Efforts to extend the 2018 Farm Bill and provide financial aid to farmers have hit a political snag. What do you know? Outgoing Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow supports reallocating $14.5 billion in unspent Inflation Reduction Act funds to the Farm Bill baseline, potentially unlocking $10 billion in budget authority. This, according to some reports from the Congressional Budget Office. However, Politico reports House Speaker Mike Johnson has indicated that most House Republicans oppose that move. Now, this gets to the gut slot of some of the stuff I want to talk with John Doggett about. Outgoing Senate Ag Committee Chair Stabenow supports reallocating some unspent Inflation Reduction Act funds to the Farm Bill. I'm not sure what the GOP pushback is on this. We'll find out more later. Lawmakers are now exploring passing a clean one-year 2018 Farm Bill extension and incorporating emergency economic aid for farmers in a separate disaster aid package. Says one farm policy veteran, quote, there are always bumps along the way in this kind of process, but I think they will land in a good place. We have been watching this process bump along for a good long time now, good people, and I would love it if it would finally, soon land in a good place. In other news, a Treasury spokesperson recently confirmed the Department of the Treasury anticipates issuing guidance before the end of the Biden administration, enabling eligible producers to claim the 45Z credit for 2025. That credit is set to kick off on Jan 1, 2025, regardless of when the guidance is released. It'd be nice to have that guidance ahead of time, though. Chinese President Xi Jinping is reportedly unlikely to accept President-elect Donald Trump's invitation to attend his inauguration on January 20, given diplomatic norms and historical precedent. Foreign heads of state have never participated in U.S. presidential inaugurations, with China typically sending special representatives or envoys. Trump extended the invitation shortly after winning the election, according to CBS News, but diplomatic protocols and time constraints make Xi's attendance improbable. I'm not sure what to make of this one. Donald Trump invites Chinese President Xi Jinping to his inauguration on January 20. That'd be the first time a foreign head of state participated in one. Interesting. EPA's investigation into used cooking oil, or UCO, imports is directly related to biofuel tax incentives and compliance with the Renewable Fuel Standard Program. In July 2023, EPA started audits and inspections of renewable fuel processors' supply chains to verify the authenticity and legitimacy of UCO feedstocks used in biofuel production. The Biden administration has maintained tariffs from President Trump's first term and imposed new restrictions on Chinese technologies. China has retaliated by banning exports of critical minerals. Important to understand, we've had tariffs on and some restrictions on Chinese technologies, on Chinese exports and such since phase one. These have not gone off, some of them, and the Biden administration has maintained those. Well, soybean farmer lobby APRA-ZOHA MT is seeking to end a two-decade-long agreement that forbids grain traders from buying soybeans from farms on deforested land in the Amazon rainforest, claiming the deal has created an uneven playing field. Deforestation there on soybeans in South America, an interesting balance. The International Energy Agency raised its 2025 world oil demand growth forecast to 1.1 million barrels per day, up from its previous estimate. The increase is attributed largely to the impact of China's recent stimulus measures and broader growth in Asian economies. And I'll cut you loose with this. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and USDA announced an outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a Sac County commercial turkey flock. This is Iowa's seventh detection of HPAI in poultry this year, and the fourth in less than a week. That's your news for this morning. Coming right up, I've got conversations including April Hemis, her Royal Hemis, and John Doggett. Really looking forward to the program this morning. I hope you are too. Stick around for more AgriTalk.
Whatever crop you grow, we can help you protect it. Bootstrapped and ready to serve, Atticus delivers battle-tested chemistries, AIs that you've come to trust and rely on from a manufacturer that strives to operate in a way that makes us accessible, responsive, and reliable. Our relevant portfolio is ready to protect your battlefields and livelihood. No matter the pest, weather, or politics, Atticus and your American farmer tenacity is battle-ready. Meet your ally, AticusLLC.com.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, simplifying land loans to help family farms build a stronger financial future. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk. And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here behind the big green leafy microphone of AgriTalk in Chip's stead. Everything's fine. He'll be back Monday. He'll be back. In the meantime, I have the great privilege. We got her. Apparently, I don't know what happened. The clouds parted. The schedule parted for us.
And the angels sang. You forgot about angels singing. Yes.
The angels sang.
there.
Her Royal Hemis, April Hemis, thank you so much for joining us this morning on AgriTalk. It's been too long since we talked. I just wanted to talk to you. That's all. That's why you're here
that
today.
Was it? It's just it. You and me, buddy.
Yeah. How you doing? How's everything?
I'm really tired because last night was the celebration of my last time being on United Soybean Board. So we served 3 3-year terms and it was the end of my 9 years. It's wow. Amazing how fast that goes. Yeah. Well, so I enjoyed the lively music to wake me up, not going to lie. Yeah.
Well, there may be a little bit more music here coming up, but before okay. we get there, let's talk about that 9 years. That's an awful long time. Talk to me about being on the soybean board there and just sort of your general thoughts over 9 years. You went in probably thinking something, come out the other end, maybe thinking something else.
Exactly. So, you know, I was reflecting today and I led a panel this morning on, the places we've been this year, you know, and mm-hmm. just what our investments and our tech-off dollars do around the world. And I showed one of the very first places we went was China doing a sustainability conference. And that was brand new to them. 9 years ago, sustainability was brand new. And I'm thinking, wow, look how far we've come. Now it's in, you know, that term is everywhere and it's, you know, from now it's even, oh, you're sustainable. Now you have to be regenerative. And it's like, yeah. come on, what's right. a diff? You right. know, so right. we just call mm-hmm. it farming. Yeah.
They're just trying to sell dictionaries anymore, if you ask me, April.
Well, exactly. So, you know, but that, I mean, that's just one example of over, you know, 9 years. Yeah. The story gets out there, the consumers want it, and the U.S. farmers have the best sustainability story. So it's fun to tell our story. So,
and, yeah. and let's take that China trip, for example, and I don't know how emblematic of you know, that is of your other travels. Who were you talking to there in China? Were you speaking to ag leadership? Were you speaking to actual farmers? Who gets the reach out here in a deal like that?
So it's mainly for when we travel with the United Soybean Export Council. So it's the people who buy our soybeans. And okay. even with the tariffs, China buys over half of the soybeans we export here in the U.S. And people forget about that. So yeah. they're a huge player. And so I remember that trip, I was talking to one of the second largest buyer of soybeans, importers of soybeans in China. And I was, you know, giving my song and dance and how I farm and what I do on my farm and things like that and how sustainable I am and consumers are asking for it. And he looked at me and he goes, April, we know the U.S. farmers are the best in the world. Would you just please tell our government and the people that the genetically modified soybeans you raise are safe and they're gosh. Fine for us to import? And yeah. so we've come a long way there, too. Yeah. So it's all about getting the word out.
That can be a tough sell, can't it?
Yeah, sometimes.
Let me ask you this. Christmas is coming yes. up. I also want to have just a little bit of fun, okay? And then because I want to ask you about Morocco. But you could,
okay.
this holiday season, you may have one or the other, but not both. Are you ready?
Candy I'm ready, canes, go.
Candy canes or peanut brittle?
I really thought you were going to say unicorns. Peanut brittle.
Peanut
Sorry.
Brittle.
I'm not a sweet, sweet person. Yeah. And then okay. I like getting that crap caught in my teeth and, you know, grubbing it out.
Because
it's like
get it
a
out.
Snack for later. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
How about this one? No white okay. chocolate or no cranberry sauce. I think I already know the answer. No white chocolate or no cranberry sauce.
Oh, you. Well, it depends on the cranberry sauce, not the kind out of the can, but the kind I make with apples and cranberries. You know, it's all fresh. But I'm not a chocolate eater. Stuff. Guess what?
Okay.
Sorry, you lost me.
Okay.
I don't
no.
do chocolate.
No.
I mean, I do chocolate, but white chocolate. Yeah. No white chocolate there.
No white chocolate. Good to know. You know, that's a quote from Groundhog Day, too, by the way. Andy McDowell,
that's
I think.
Right. White chocolate.
Well, you're just coming back from the shores of far-flung locales, including Morocco. I've always
yes.
wanted to visit Morocco. It almost sounds, you know, very exotic. Just the name of it. Talk to me about
Casablanca.
Morocco. Ooh, Casablanca.
Yeah, Casablanca.
Yeah, baby.
So I flew in there. It's not easy to get to, but so it was a USDA trade mission. And so the people who sell agriculture stuff and want to make the, you know, headway in selling their goods around the world. And what Morocco has become is the gateway to Africa, because unbeknownst to me, it was the first country to accept the U.S. as a nation back in the 17 whatevers, you know, 1700s. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they have been a friend of the U.S. So the and Dan Whitley, I believe it is, the head of Foreign Ag Service, FAS, USDA, you know, we were talking and I met him and I said, I'm so glad to be here. And when he got up to do his talk to all these people, he said, and we have a farmer in the room, a farmer from Iowa, and we can't forget that's the reason we're here, to sell the U.S. ag products. So that was really impactful to me. Absolutely. But to remind these people, that's why the USDA and the Foreign Ag Services do these kind of things. And it was the, I think they said it was the third largest trade mission USDA has ever done.
Wow.
So
wow.
It was pretty cool. That's and impressive. Africa's just exploding and they're becoming, you know, far more of a player with the population they have there. So it was pretty cool. No, I did not ride a camel, most often asked question. Well, let me tell you, when your boots on the ground, they got you going and me talking to people and doing things. So we signed MOU for some of them to buy U.S. beans. So it's pretty cool to see what's going on. Yeah.
Outstanding. Terrific. I'm curious. You probably have a dog, don't you? Do you have a dog?
I have two.
You have two dogs.
Yes.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah. Larry and Tammy. Yes.
Larry and Tammy. Well, you may want them to gather around the radio here. We have a dog here at AgriTalk. Scout the Farm Dog reports for Farm Dog Journal. Chip is out this week, and he's particularly broken up. He's collaborated with the AgriTalk Men of Song. I wonder, would you mind if I just – he sent me something. Would you mind if I played it for us real quick, April?
Please do.
All right,
do.
Here we go. Here's Scout the Farm Dog.
Where are you, Flory? Why can't I hear you? I'll bring you a dead bird. I like the guest posts, but I miss Flory. Please come.
Mournful tones. Scout's
all
really
I can tell you is Scout. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Scout is coming for the next combine karaoke.
Nobody knows
how
who
that
guy is. Well, April, before we let you get away, I do have to ask you this question. We got about a minute left. How are you approaching 2025 differently on the farm there?
Well, I just, I tell you, I just answered this question for top producer they asked, and everybody else was save money, look ways to cut. And I was the lone one that said, I'm going to try to side dress every acre of corn, you know, so that was my thing, because it made a huge difference this year. So
yeah.
that's one approach, because it made a big difference last year. So
you're going to yield yourself out of trouble. Is that what you're going to do? That's the plan?
Hey, here's the deal. The banker let me farm another year, and it will
be
my 40th year farming next year.
What?
So I'm going with it. I know.
Wow. That's impressive. That's really cool. What about any, do you have any weird family traditions during the Christmas season at all? You got anything weird?
I have a weird family. That's a good tradition.
Yeah. I think that counts.
No.
I think we'll count that.
I think so too. No,
yeah.
We don't. Yes.
It's been terrific talking and catching up with you, April. There's so much more that we could talk about, but I just wanted to have a little bit of fun. Oh, one more quick question. Here, this one will be good. This one I bet you'll have trouble with. Raspberries or peaches?
Oh, raspberries. I hate peaches.
Raspberries. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Again with the getting stuff stuck in your teeth. I get it. Okay.
That's right.
I feel like I know you a little better, April. Thank you so much for being on AgriTalk and having some
fun
with
us. You bet. It's always a pleasure.
That's her Royal Hemis, April Hemis herself. When we come back, we're going to check in on these markets with Brian Grady, and then I've got John Doggett. Might get a little serious here. I've got some big questions for Mr. Doggett on AgriTalk.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. Ad Council.
Grain and livestock markets trading mixed to lower Thursday. This is the American Ag Network. I'm Corinne LaRue with this market update. Grain and soy markets have weakened with corn giving up much of the grain from Tuesday's bullish demand data on the WASD. Pressure in the soy complex is coming from large soy meal deliveries again and news that Brazil raised lending rates, encouraging farmer sales. Export sales overall were a bit of a disappointment last week. Weekly USDA export sales report out today came in at less than half the 10-week average of 76.6 million bushels. For the week ending December 5th included 43.1 million bushels of soybeans, 37.3 million bushels of corn, and 10.7 million bushels of wheat. Marketing year-to-date corn export sales total 1.383 billion bushels, up 314 million bushels from the previous year's pace, and up 204 million bushels from the seasonal pace needed to hit USDA's newly revised target. Mexico is typically our biggest customer with 547 million bushels of commitments already on the books, up 39 million from the previous year's pace. It bought another 7.7 million bushels in this morning's report for the week ending December 5th, but it was topped in the report this time by 10.2 million bushels sold to Colombia. That brought marketing year-to-date sales to Colombia to 115 million bushels, up 36 million from the previous year's pace. Crude oil trading up a penny at 70.31. More in a minute on the American Ag Network.
Agriculture is a busy job and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why Farm and Ranch Media and our brands, American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk, are here to provide you with the latest news and information that impacts your operation. We'll keep you up to date with the latest market information, ag news, weather, and more from here at home and around the world. Thanks for listening and stay farm informed with Farm and Ranch Media.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
March corn down 4 3/4 at 443.5. January soybeans down 2 at 10 3/4. March wheat down 5.5 at 557 3/4. March Minneapolis wheat down 5 at 602. March Kansas City wheat down 5 1/4 at 562. December live cattle up 35 at 192.60. January feeder cattle down 30 at 258.75. December hogs unchanged at 83.50. That's a look at markets. This is Corinne LaRue with the American Ag Network.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory. And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here with you. Thanks for tuning in on December 12th, a Thursday morning. Very pleased to be here. Great conversation with April Hemis. She has had a lot going on. Many more conversations to come with her. But now I've got John Doggett, formerly with the National Corn Growers, and now with Camas Creek LLC. John, help me make sure I pronounce that right. Camas Creek LLC, sir?
Well, it's Camas. And then realize I'm from Montana. We pronounce it Crick, not Creek.
Ah,
so Camas Creek.
Camas Creek. Yeah. I couldn't have been more incorrect in my pronunciation. Thank you so much.
Well, you're the first one, Davis, that has ever got that wrong.
Okay. Well, I guess, you know, that's a form of distinction. I don't know. John, there's some big time stuff that we need to get to here, but I've been goofing around with April Hemis and I just can't shake it. I just got to ask you one goofy question. Can I do that?
You may ask me several goofy questions and I'll give you a goofy answers in response.
Okay. Here's one. I don't know which way people fall on this. Apparently it's a thing. Do you like butterscotch? Would you eat butterscotch pudding, for example?
No, my maternal grandfather loved butterscotch, but I never acquired that taste.
Okay. One more. Raspberries or peaches? One or the other? Raspberries or peaches? I wonder if we've
peaches.
Lost him. Ah, peaches!
Peaches.
That would be my choice as well. All right, so yeah. We've softened him up with a few blows to the body here. I've got this from the news this morning.
Davis, you need to remember that I'm living in Tallahassee, Florida now, and it's 12 miles to the Georgia border, so we get a lot of great peaches down here.
Oh, I bet you do. Okay, now how about this one? Pecans or pecans?
Oh.
Which way do you say it?
I call them pecans.
Pecans, me too. I feel like that's just a little fancier way, you know, a little more highbrow way to refer to pecans myself. All right. Let's steer her back out of the rhubarb here. The incoming Trump administration may scale back certain elements of Biden's Inflation Reduction / Climate Act. It is in here. Now, I know that you're working to protect the IRA funding for climate smart agriculture. What sort of an update do you have? What's your thought?
Well, Davis, let me go back to my history, and I was working for the American Farm Bureau in the 90s, and my boss, Dick Neufer, came in one day and said, we got this thing called climate change and the Kyoto Protocol. You're the guy. And so I ran that in D.C. for the years I was with Farm Bureau.
That's
I'm in a
big
completely
job.
Different place. And well, yeah. And you know what? I'm in a completely different place, as is most of agriculture. Most of agriculture did not believe in climate change in the 90s. Far fewer percentage than the American public. Now they believe in climate change a lot more than the general public. So, you know, it has changed, and our approach to this has changed, and we have some great opportunities in front of us with the Inflation Reduction Act. And there's $20 billion to be spent over 5 years. And I think the important thing to remember is that these are incentive-based voluntary programs that farmers and ranchers and landowners can go and get some funds to make some transformation, use new technology, try different things, and provide a little bit of extra room there to mitigate some of the risks should not all of it work real well the first year or two. So we have some opportunities here to use that. You know, we've always liked conservation programs to the point where we've oversubscribed to them. And so this is a big influx of money to deal with climate change and allow farmers and ranchers a chance to transform their own operations as well as transform American agriculture.
Mm-hmm. Now, keeping with my news copy here, I'm seeing outgoing Senate Ag Committee Chair Stabenow supports reallocating some monies unspent from that Inflation Reduction Act toward the Farm Bill baseline. There is some GOP pushback against that. Are you familiar with this little nugget here?
You know, I sort of understand what Senator Stabenow is attempting to do, and I think it's an offer to go ahead and to the Republican side of the aisle to let's see if we can come to some accommodation here. I don't know that that's going to work. You know, it's the 12th of December. I don't know if that's going to make this in the next few days.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess reallocating some money to a place that needs some money makes a lot of sense to me, but there is pushback. I'm thinking about it too simply, John. Help me out a little bit.
Well, I mean, you know, this is a program that is just barely getting its off the ground. The money has started this last year. You know, we can't start and stop programs like this. This has a definite ending time at the end of 5 years. And for those producers who are out there saying, you know what, I think this program might work for me. It might give me an opportunity to change my allow me to have another revenue stream or add value to the crop I produce. Let's not go ahead and say, whoops, pull the rug out from underneath you again. We've done that a lot in ag policy, and let's not do it this time. This is an opportunity that is an investment in American agriculture. We definitely need more money in Title I. We definitely need more support for crop insurance. But let's not go out here and rob Peter to pay Paul in the ag policy arena.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that kind of leads us to the Farm Bill. Lawmakers, some now exploring passing a clean 1 year 2018 Farm Bill extension, incorporating some emergency economic aid in a separate disaster aid package there. I mean, I think probably an extension at this point is the best we can hope for short term, John.
Oh, absolutely. And I think everybody has come to the realization that we're going to need to do an extension some time ago. But, you know, hope springs eternal. Mm-hmm. Remember, we're dealing with farmers and ranchers. Next year is always going to be better. So, you know, we gave it a good try. Yeah. I think we, but a 1 year extension, let the new committees go ahead and get their feet on the ground and start the discussion and start, hearings in Washington, D.C., start field hearings, start talking to people on the ground who are actually producing food and fiber and energy for this country. And at the same time, let's listen to what they are doing that enhances our environment at the same time, continues to feed the world.
Yeah, yeah. Can we flip over to 45Z quick? I can get into deep water pretty quickly on 45Z, but a Treasury spokesperson recently confirmed the Treasury Department anticipates issuing guidance before the end of the Biden administration, enabling eligible producers to claim the 45Z credit for 2025. I know those eligible producers need that 45Z credit for 2025. It's set to kick off on January 1. But what am I signing up for if there's no guidance? John, it seems like the guidance should come first, and then you should have the sign up. But if there is no guidance, do you just sign up anyway? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a huge disappointment.
Yeah.
That was a huge failure by the Treasury Department to go ahead and not get this done. That was an excellent opportunity that is missed. And you know, the folks in the biofuel space, they've been investing in plants. They've been investing in equipment. They're doing a lot of great things. And again, it gets back to this. Let's not pull the rug out from underneath the feet of the folks that are trying to do good things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, how do you like our chances here, John? You sound optimistic in agriculture itself, a little pessimistic on the legislative side.
Well, I guess maybe I look at what the Congress has been able to get done or not get done for the last number of years.
Yeah.
You know, and when they talk about all of these great things they're going to do, just remember, we are now 2.5 months since the fiscal year started. Fiscal year started October 1st. Appropriations bills are not done. The Congress has not been able to pass all 12 appropriations bills by the time the new fiscal year started since 1996. So, yeah, I'm pessimistic, but I think a lot of that pessimism is rooted in realism. And I think it's going to take some real leadership to get some of these things done. And I think we need to hold these folks accountable to get stuff done rather than the performance arts.
Yes. Oh, very good. rather than the performance arts. Hey, I'm gonna go completely random on you here, because I just want your take on this. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. tapped to lead Health and Human Services by Donald Trump, advocating for his daughter-in-law to become the CIA's second in command. Kennedy, a vocal critic of the CIA, suspects agency involvement of the assassinations of both his uncle and his father. RFK, gonna chase down the CIA on JFK. That's a whole lot of abbreviations there. Any chance you have any thoughts on RFK and perhaps the CIA involvement here? That's a weird open-ended question.
Yeah. Well, I have an 11-year-old granddaughter who is working real hard to practice eye rolls. And when I hear some of this stuff about Mr. Kennedy, I do the eye roll as well as a chuckle. You know, I did get a question from a reporter a health reporter about RFK Jr. and his call for more healthy foods, fruits and vegetables. But you know what? If we deport a whole bunch of folks that harvest those fruits and vegetables, right, how does that match up with what the goal is?
Yeah. Well, Mr. Doggett, thank you so much. There's again a lot more that we could have talked about, but I'm glad that we got these particular issues out. Thanks for all the hard work that you continue to do, even in your new position. John Doggett, thanks so much for being with us this morning, sir.
Thank you. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too as well, sir. Come back. We're going to talk fertilizer on AgriTalk.
Okay, antibodies. Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
I was always tired, with weekly bouts of indigestion. A friend asked me, when was the last time you did a detox? Never, I said. So she recommended Active Liver.
Our liver works hard every day to remove toxins from processed foods and unclean air and water. But too many toxins can overwhelm the liver, causing it to actually store toxins in our body fat. Low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation are all telltale signs that we need to act. Water or juice fasts can help, but often require days or weeks of feeling tired and sick. Thankfully, there's an easier way. Active Liver from New Nordic is a natural supplement that helps your liver effectively eliminate toxins on a daily basis, leaving you feeling better with more energy and less bloating.
Within a week of taking Active Liver, I was feeling better, and now I have more energy than I've had in years.
Available in both tablet or delicious gummies, you can find Active Liver online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com or in stores at your local CVS or Meijer grocery.
Is the sustainable systems agronomist for Foreground by Bear. Ben, we've heard a lot of buzz about the carbon markets and the carbon programs. Why should farmers really care about this?
Well, I think the most important thing to remember right now is it's an opportunity for growers to not just get paid for what they farm, but how they farm it. This is a really great time to engage with these programs and capture new revenue opportunities, especially as we see a lot of downward pressure on commodity markets and some of the other things going on in the broader marketplace. Carbon programs really offer a great opportunity to gain some new and more diversified revenue streams while also adding incremental practices to your farm that really help to improve the soil quality, soil health, improve nutrient retention, improve water infiltration, and just improvements all across the board there.
Yeah, and those new revenue streams, the opportunity is probably the greatest that it's ever been right now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now is really the best time to enroll in our program. I mean, we've got an end-of-year bonus going on right now through the end of the calendar year that offers up to $3,000. Plus, we're offering up to $20 an acre in some specific geographies for the 2024 season. So we're a practice-based program that offers these incentives based on the verification of the practice, not necessarily the amount of carbon sequestered in your soil. And so we feel like we've got a great opportunity to offer growers a new diversified revenue stream that's really different from what you see from a lot of the marketplace.
Fantastic. If listeners want to learn more about it, where should they go?
The best place to go is our website, bareforeground.com. That's bareforeground, F-O-R-G-R-O-U-N-D.com.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Runge, Foreground by Bayer, sustainable systems agronomist. No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
As you plan the future of your farm, you've probably noticed something. It takes more than money. It takes a lending partner that keeps you fully prepared to leap when land becomes available. That's why FBN Finance created a simple, easy pre-qualification process valid for up to 180 days. Don't just borrow money. Borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
I don't know what you're thinking. So call us at 855-4-TALK-AG and tell us what's on your mind.
And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson here. A couple of really fun conversations. Doggett is on it, no longer with the NCGA, but he continues to keep his finger on the pulse of these ideas and items here. Great to talk to him and get an update on all of that. And it turns out he likes butterscotch, too. A little something to remember, everyone. No, he doesn't. Isn't that right? His grandfather did, but he does not. And he chose peaches over raspberries. Important stuff there. Let me just revisit the National Weather Service outlook quickly, just to let you know. Up north, it's going to get chilly out there. Sub-zero temperatures expected over parts of the northern plains and upper Mississippi Valley for the next few mornings. It's warmed up nicely here in Kansas City. We're up to 31 degrees right now. Lovely sunshine. Feels like 26, which is basically like 10 below here in Kansas City. But what are you going to do? You know, it's the middle of December. And then we've also got that lake effect snow continuing to impact the Great Lakes area. National Weather Service says it's expected to continue into Friday, especially along the snow belt of the lower Great Lakes. I'm not sure if I've heard of the snow belt before. Maybe Big Apple Joe can provide some guidance on that. In the meantime, we've got fertilizer prices. We haven't talked about fertilizer, you and I, in quite a while. What I've got here are some prices as of the weekend at 11/29. So we'll have new updates coming out. Let's see, that'll be this week, actually tomorrow. I believe they'll update those. The previous report before that was a super mixed bag. I ran the average. You can find it in Landowner Newsletter. I do page 2 on fertilizers every month in the Landowner. At the end of November, anhydrous ammonia had firmed $12.86 to an Iowa-Illinois average of $689.86. Now, DAP and MAP, DAP up at, I don't know, call it high 700s, basically 744. So 750, we'll call it, and MAP at 781. Those are both, quite overpriced compared to anhydrous ammonia. That's the one that we use anhydrous, as our standard by measuring the other products by. There's a whole formula. There's math. There are pluses and minuses, a whole thing. But the end result here is we compare the rest of the fertilizer segment to the per ton anhydrous price, and DAP and MAP are wildly overpriced currently. I don't know if you took the opportunity to put anything down phosphate-wise this fall. These are overpriced presently. Vitamin K, potash, priced in line with NH3 and actually just a little bit below. And then we move on to the liquid nitrogen, UAN 28%. overpriced. UAN 32% priced in line with anhydrous ammonia is UAN 32%. And then there's urea, which is overpriced. When we compare to our, it's our total basket. We call it our nutrient composite index. That stood at 788.88. We compare that to anhydrous ammonia, and fertilizer is a wee bit overpriced, as you probably know. So, since then, what have prices done? I'm looking at an Illinois production cost report. This comes out every other week. I'm showing no changes at all. Anhydrous ammonia at 685.88, unchanged. Here's DAP at 721.56. See, I'd like to see that come down about another $100 per short ton, align itself much more closely with the anhydrous price there. Everything would make a whole lot more sense at that point. Liquid nitrogen, 28%. In Illinois, unchanged, 345 and 40, 32% at 317 per short ton. Here's your map, your monoammonium phosphate at 758.50 in Illinois, white potash at 458.33, and urea at 537.60. Now, look here, we've watched farm diesel prices decline over the past few weeks, as it does in December. We usually look for an opportunity to book sometime shortly after Christmas on your farm diesel. In Illinois, as of the 29th, and we'll get more updates at the end of this week, up a penny to an average of $2.89 per gallon. That's on a range, very narrow range, of $2.88 to $2.90. So I guess technically number two diesel headed higher in Illinois, but just a penny higher. I think we can take that, especially with a sub $3 per gallon cost. Now, let's get to Iowa. Iowa's a little bit different scenario here. Anhydrous ammonia in Iowa up $10.50 to $704.33. 32% liquid nitrogen down $3.25 in Iowa, $327.25. And here comes your map, up $6.80 at $8.11.80. And finally, potash down $1.98 to $4.58.17. Now, when we look over to the number two farm diesel, a couple of really interesting things here. Remember that narrow range in Illinois, $2.88 to $2.90, a 2 cent price range for an average of $2.89. We get over to Iowa, and prices range from $2.63 to $2.81. That's your $2.81. That's your range there for an average of $2.71. That one's down a penny. So if you look at Iowa and Illinois farm diesel prices averaged in together, they're really unchanged on the week. But we've got Iowa coming down at $2.71, and about half the fertilizer prices reported in Iowa for the report week were lower. However, gains definitely outran the declines there. We got anhydrous up $10, MAP up $6.80. So looking forward, I don't know. I don't see reason for fertilizer prices to rush higher in any sort of parabolic fashion. You know, and we always have to say this, unless some black swan comes flying through, just let me just qualify it that way. Having said that, I don't like how much phosphate costs. I'll be honest. I would like for that to come down. There's a whole bunch of tariff and countervailing duties and all sorts of stuff at play there. But then also national supplies. China's not sending out quite as much. So I don't know that we're going to do much better on any of these prices by spring. However, I'm not quite ready to jump in and book a ton of it, a bunch of it, for spring just yet. Get in touch with your preferred retailer. Have a conversation with them. They know a whole lot more about your local situation than I do. Get in there. Get it figured out. Get your numbers on paper. Capture some of those variables. You'll be glad that you did. Well, thanks for tuning in. This afternoon, we've got Ted Seifried back with a guest, Sherman Newlin of Risk Management Commodities. Tomorrow morning, of course, the Friday free-for-all. So special thanks to April, her Royal Hemis, and John Doggett for being on the show with me this morning. It's your pal, Davis Michelson. Come back at 206 Central.
GHX is changing the entire seed experience to maximize your yield potential. And we have the numbers to prove it. Across 11 trials in Wisconsin, new GO3-UOAD brand out-yielded DeKalb DKC5218 by an 11.2 bushel per acre average in 2024. Get more local yield results at goldenharvestseeds.com/corn yield.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants to?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Growing concerns over the mysterious drone sightings this past month across New Jersey. The Pentagon refuting claims by a New Jersey congressman that the drones were being launched from Iran. And White House, National